You're holding daf nun amid beis. Again, the Gemara says now, Tanya kavosei derav, Tanya kavosei deshmul. I'll bring Uriah to the way Rav learns pshat now Mishnah, and I'll bring Uriah to the way Shmuel learns pshat now Mishnah. Again, the machloikis was that our Mishnah says that if somebody is Misha Boba Derech, V'chosh chaloi v'yumaki ilon aged v'yomash v'sosei tachtov, is lo yomaklum. Somebody was walking home on Friday, and it's about Shkia time, so he wants to be kind of Shvisa down the road, so if he knows of a special tree, he could say, I want my Shvisa to be Tachtov underneath the tree. So the Mishnah says, lo yomaklum, he did not say anything. Why? Because he didn't say which Dal Damis he wants to be kind of. But if he says Shvisasi bi'ikroi, then the Erev is Chal, amhala b'mokam ragla v'yadikroi. That was the din of the Mishnah. Now, when the Reishu in the Mishnah says, lo yomaklum, was a machloikis Rav and Shmuel, what does it mean, lo yomaklum? Rav said, lo yomaklum means mamish, you're not koine any tchum at all. Because you're not koine where you're standing right now, because you don't want to. You want to be koine down the road underneath the tree. Now, you're not koine underneath the tree, because since the Dal Damis is not Mesuyim, we do not know which Dal Damis you mean. So therefore, nothing is chal according to Rav, and the Mishnah means, lo yomaklum, Kepashtus, you're not allowed to walk more than Dal Damis where you are. Shmuel said no. Shmuel says, Avada the Erev is Chal underneath the tree, just we don't know which Dal Damis you mean underneath the tree, therefore we have to go Luchumra. And whichever way you want to walk, we make believe as if the Erev underneath the tree is the opposite side that you want to walk, and you go Luchumra, let's say like underneath the tree there's 30 Amis, so you can only go Alpayim Amo minus 30 Amis. That was a Shmuel's pshat. So now we're going to bring Raya to both pshatim. So tomorrow, Tanya kavosid Rav, I'll bring Uriah to Rav. Mi shabo baderech, somebody was walking on the road. V'chosh choloi, and it became like Shkia, became Friday night, became near Shabbos already. V'ho yamakir ilon ogeder, and he saw down the road, he knows there's a tree there, or there's a fence there. V'yomar, and he said, shvisosei tachtov, I want my shvisa, I want to be kind of my shvisa to be able to walk another alpayim amo, and I want it to be chal underneath the tree down the road. So therefore, I'll be able to walk 4,000 amos to Shabbos. Like I'll be able to walk from where I'm standing until under the tree, and then from under the tree, I'll be able to walk another 2,000 amos, because he wanted his shvisa to be kind of underneath the tree. The Braisa says, lo yal maklum. He did not say anything. Nothing is chal. And the pshat is, because since he didn't say which Dal Damis, he wasn't assigned which one he means, nothing is chal. But if he says exactly which mokum underneath this mokum by this place, in other words, these Dal Damis, I want to be koino, then his Erev is chal in that place, and he's allowed to walk from where he's standing now until that place. When he reaches that place, he's allowed to walk all that place. Then you can walk outside that place another alpayim amah. Because that place, like we'll soon see the kimtum, that he wanted his erev to be chal in a makam that has mechitzes. So all around those mechitzes is called like his dal damis. So he's allowed to walk outside those mechitzes another alpayim amah, because his shvisa was kind of in those mechitzes. So just like from where he's standing now, he can walk until the mechitzes, because it's in alpayim amah, or then he can walk further another alpayim amah. B'med v'amamurim, when do we say this chiddush? B'mokam ha'mesuyim, where he says exactly which place he wants the Erev to be chal. K'goin she'shovas betel, he wants the shvisa to be chal on top of a hill, on top of a mountain. Shu gvoya yutfochim, that the mountain, the hill, is high off the ground, yutfochim. Therefore, it's called the Rishus Yochor on top. It's as if there are mechitzes going around the top of the hill, since it's up Yutfochim. Now, v'hu midal damis v'yad beis hasayim. Even though it's as wide up until the beis hasayim, but since it has mechitzes, it's called like a Rishus Yochid, and up until the beis hasayim is still allowed to carry inside the mechitzes. So we look as if on top of this tail is like a mokam hamasuyim. Why? Even though it's wider than dal damis, because since it has mechitzes, it's considered like his dal damis, and fakir, that's all like one mokum. And outside this mokum, he has another alpayim amah. V'chein dikah, the same thing going into a valley, a ditch, like something going deep down. She amuka yud. It's mamish deep down. It's yud fochim down in the ground. Vehi midal damis viyad beis hasayim. It's wide dal damis by dal damis, or else up until the beis hasayim. That's how wide this ditch is. So again, since the ditch is going down yud fochim in the ground, the ditch is considered a rishus hayochid, and it's called like a mokim suyim because in these mechitzes is considered like one dal damis. So he could metaltel, he could carry he could walk in these mechitzes, and after the mechitzes he could walk further another alpayimama. Abu b'mokim shein mesuyim. Let's say he said his shvisa should be under a tree, but he didn't say which dal damis, and there were no mechitzes there, so it's not called the davar hamesuyim. We did not know exactly which mokim he wanted. The dal damis bichal is ein loy ela dal damis. He's only allowed to walk from where he's standing right now at the beginning of Shabbos. Dal damis. So this is a raya to Rav that lo yom haklum means mamish. He's not koine any shvis at all. Where he's standing now, he's not koine to be able to walk alpay mama from where he's standing, because he doesn't want to be koine here. He wants to be koine underneath the tree. And underneath the tree he can't be koine because he didn't say which dal damis. Therefore, according to Rav, nothing is chal. Now the Brisa says another halacha now. Let's say there were two people walking on the street. One person was able to tell, he knew exactly that alpay mama down the road there's a tree, and he wanted his shvisa to be chal underneath that tree. Then the echad shein makir, and one is like a stranger in this road. He doesn't know what's doing down the road. He doesn't know where alpay mama ends. He doesn't know if there's a makam muslim there or not. And they're both walking together. So the locher is ze shein makir moise shvisa lamakir. The person that does not recognize this road, does not know Makam HaMasuyim, can tell his friend that does know, and he tells his friend, you make the error for me. Now, Vihamakir Oimer, the person that does know what's doing down the road, he says for both of them, that Shvisasi B'Makam Pleni, I want our Shvisa for both me and you to be Chal down the road underneath that tree, and he's saying exactly which part of the tree he wants to be Chal. And the medavar mamurim, when do we say this chiddush? Kishasayim, when he said exactly kishasayim dal damis shekova, he said exactly which dal damis he means, like by the bark of the tree. Avoloi sayim dal damis shekovaloi shekovun. But if he did not say exactly which dal damis he wants the eruv to be chal, he just said underneath the tree, but he did not say which dal damis underneath the tree. The locher is lo yiziz lo yozuz mimkaymei. He cannot walk out of his place. This is a raya to Rav, that nothing is chal, and you only have the dal damas exactly where you are standing. Nothing more. So, Gemara l'chura leima teva tiyufa de Shmuel. This raya is a tiyufa, is a kashan Shmuel. According to Shmuel, we say the Erev is chal underneath the tree. Just we don't know which dal damas, so l'chumra, we go l'chumra, whichever way you want to walk, you have to start counting your alpay mama the other side. But Yavadai have alpay mama to walk. So why does it say here, Braisa lo yizazim kaimam, you can't walk out of your place? And for the Gemara, Omaloch Shmuel, hocha b'mayaskinun. You know what we're talking about here? To go into Iko, mimokam raglov. He's standing on the road now, it's Friday, right before Shabbos. And he's saying now he wants his Erev to be chal underneath that tree, way down the road, that's alpay mama away from where he's standing now. Now, the Ad Ikroi, Trey Alfe V'Arbor Gemidi. Now we're talking about there is more than an Alpayim Amo and four Amis from where the person is standing right now to the opposite end of that tree. So now, the Mukmis Lei B'Ider Gisad Ilon, if we're going to say now L'Chumra that his Erev should be Chal at the opposite side of the tree, in other words, he said down the road by that famous tree there, I want my Erev to be Chal. And he didn't say which Dal Damas underneath the tree. So according to Shmuel, we have to be machmir. Maybe it's the opposite side that the dal damis is chal. Now, if it's the opposite side of the tree, those dal damis are more than our payim mama and four amis away from where he's standing right now. Oy bazoi kom le'levar mitchumei. This person right now is standing outside his tchum. It's not the truth. We'll tell you your shvisa could be chal underneath that tree, but where you're standing right now at the beginning of Shabbos, you're called chutz le'tchum. You're more than 2,000 amis and four, and more than 2,004 amis away from that mokum. And the locher is, whenever you're outside the tchum on Shabbos, you're not allowed to walk more than out of your dal damis. So, mele isayim dal damis Matsuyozel. If you would have said like the first daladamas underneath the tree, I want to be chamay shvisa, then those daladamas are in his alpay mama. The Eloi, but if he did not say it, then le matsuyozel. Then he cannot walk, because since he didn't say the first daladamas underneath the tree, we have to be choshish. Maybe it's the opposite side of the tree that the daladamas are chal. And that mokum is out of his chum. So if it's chal of the other side of the tree, where he is standing right now is considered out of the chum. So that's why we have to be machmir to say he can't walk out of his daladamas where he's standing right now. That's pshan, the braisa. But pshan now mishner is, when he said he wants his shvisa to be chal underneath the tree down the road, the whole mokum of the tree, the whole 30 amis, are in his chum shabbos. So since they're in his tchum Shabbos, no matter which side we give him the shvisa, he's allowed to walk until the tree. So only shalom if he wants to walk away from the tree, the other side. How far can he walk? Now that we go to chumra, and he can't walk, the 30 amas underneath the tree is included in his tchum. So he can walk alpayim amma less the 30 amas. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Tanya kavosi de Shmuel. Now we'll bring another braisa that learns like Shmuel. Braisa says, the Eruv L'Shtei Ruchas. A person made a mistake, and before Shabbos he put two Eruv Yitchumim to two different sides. He put one Eruv down to Mizruch, and one Eruv down to Maariv. He thought that Shabbos morning he wants to daven on the Mizruch side of his house in the Shtibel there, and then for Mincha he wants to go to Shtibel on the Maariv side of his house. And both these two Shtibels are out of the Tchum of his house. So therefore he puts down two Eruvs. And Kimduma Hu Shemar V'Lo L'Shtei Ruchas. He made a mistake. He thought he's allowed to make two Eruvei Tchumim for one Shabbos. In the morning he wants one to be Chal, and for the afternoon he wants the other one to be Chal. He made a mistake. Lalocha, you can't do that. Lalocha, you only have one Tchum for Shabbos. But he made a mistake, he thought he could do both. Oy sh'omar li'avodov, or else he told his slaves, Tzei tzu v'orvuli, go make an Eruv for me. So Echad Eruv olav l'tzofen, one Eved went out to make the Eruv on the north side. One went out to make the Erev on the south side. So now we don't know which one of the two Erevs should be Chal. So the Kitzur, there are two Erevs out there in the fields for him. Which one of the two is Chal? Is the Alocha L'Chumra Bosa Chal. And we say, Mahalech Litzofon Keruvu L'Dorim. If he wants to walk to the north side of his house, we have to be Choshesh maybe on the south side, that they put the Erev outside. So we're talking about now, let's say they only put the Erev 1,000 Namis away from his house. So on the tzad that the Dorim, on the tzad the south side Erev is Chal, so the south side Erev is 1,000 Namis south of his house. So now when this person wants to walk north of his house, he's only allowed to walk 1,000 Namis north of his house. Because he has to be Cheshed, maybe his Erev was Chal on the south side, and he's only allowed to walk Alpayim Amar from that Erev. So 1,000 is still the house, and now we can only walk 1,000. Hu adin l'dorim. Let's say the person now wants to walk to the south of his house. So we have to be choshish now that maybe keruva l'tzofen. Maybe the Erev they put out on the north side, maybe that Erev was chal. So if the Erev, let's say, is 1,000 amis north of his house, and he wants to walk now south of his house, we only let him walk now 1,000 amis south of his house. He can't walk 2,000 anymore. Because we have to be choshed, maybe the Erev is chal on the other side, and he can't walk chutz l'tchum. What about v'yin motzu olav es ha-tchum? Let's say his house is in the middle, and both Erevs, the one on the north and the one on the south, and the one on the south, are 2,000 amas away from his house. So the kid to his house is right smack in the middle, and both Erevs are 2,000 amas away. Then the locher is, lo yizaz mim koymoi. He is not allowed to walk out of his place, he's stuck. Because we have to be machmir. If you want to go the Tzofen side, no, maybe on the Durham side, Erev was Chal. And if you walk anything, you'll be going Chutz L'Tchum, and who would in the opposite way? But I call upon him, this bright is a riot to Shmuel, that even though we do not know exactly which Dalad Amos is Chal for him, we do not know which side is Chal, still we say, Minasofik, both sides could be Chal. So we see from here, both sides could be Chal Mitzofik. So the Mora Bazoi, Leimat, he have a truth to the Rav. Let's say this should be a steward to Rav then. Here you see, even though you do not know which Dalad Amos you want the Erev to be Chal, Minasofik take the Bichal in both places. And the Gemara, Rav Tonahu Polik. This is not a steward to Rav. And Rav has the koyach like a tana to din zechana braisa. Even though Rav was like from the earlier Amoraim, but he has a din like a tana that he could still argue on the tanoim. Therefore, there's not a tiyufta to Rav. He's like a tana who opolit. He could argue on this braisa. But Rav himself holds that no, whenever we do not know which dal damis is your shrisa, which one you want your shrisa to be chal, taka nothing is chal. Lo yom aklum. So more about it. The Mishnah says, "Omar shvisasa biikroi." If the person says exactly which style of damas he wants to be chal underneath the tree, he said biikroi by the bark of the tree. Then the loch is mahalach mimokim raglo v'yadikroi. He's allowed to walk now from where he is. He's 2,000 damas away from the tree. He's allowed to walk from where he's standing until the tree. Alpayimama, or meikro lebeisay alpayimama, and then he can walk another 2,000 damas from the tree until his house. Nimsa comes out mahalach mishecha shecha dal alpayimama. It comes out that on this Shabbos this person is going to walk 4,000 amas. In other words, he's on the road walking home Friday afternoon, and he realizes right around shkia time he's exactly 4,000 amas away from his house, so he's not allowed to walk 4,000 amas. So the only eitzer is, like we'll soon see, they were mekel for a person walking on the street, the mahalach paderich, that he's allowed to say shvisose, I want my shvisa to be chal way down the road, alpayimama, underneath a tree, if he says exactly which dal damis. So it's as if the tchum is first chal from underneath the tree there. So right now he's 2,000 amas south of the tree. So he's allowed to walk until the tree, and then he's allowed to walk another 2,000 amas north to get home. That's what the Mishnah says. So the Gemara Omar Rava, for who dichi royet li yikroi moti. We're talking about that when he says now at the beginning of Ben Hashemoshes he wants his shvisa to be chal down the road, alpayim mama down the road. It's only chal if he could mamish run there and get there before Shabbos. In other words, even though he's walking nice and slow now, and the way he's going, he'll never get there before Shabbos. So we say he's allowed to say he wants his erev to be chal underneath the tree. But the pshat is we look as if he's taka there underneath the tree. So it only helps if Lamaisi he could, like, put his sneakers on and start to run and get there. But if he can't run, even if it starts running, he would never get there. So he can't consider as if he's underneath the tree. Then you can't make such an error to say you want Yerav to be chal down the road up Hayimama. Omalei Abaya, v'achosh choloi katoni. The Mishnah says it's dark right now. Mashma, right now, when he's saying, I want my shvis to be chal down the road up Hayimama, it's kamat ben hashmoshes. There's like no time to run to get there. And for the Gemara, it means to say, that means if you look in how far, when he'll walk to his house, when will he get home? Havado, get home after night. But to the ikra, the tree, that mokum, he could still run there and get there before Ben Hashemosh, before Shabbos starts. And ikra the Yamri Yom Arova, Chosh Choloi, what does the Mishnah mean? That it was getting dark. It doesn't mean it's mamashkiya right now. No, it means kimaski koli koli. If he's going to walk to underneath the tree nice and slowly the way he's walking now, he taka won't get there until it's good in Shabbos, inside Shabbos already. Avoroyit, but let's say he'll start to run right now, moti. Then he'll be able to get to the tree before Shabbos. So that's the kimta, that's when we say you could have this kula. That since you could run and get to underneath that tree before Shabbos starts, so we look as if you're there. That's the lumdus, how this Erev is chal underneath the tree. So it's only if Lamaisi you could run and get there. But let's say even if you start running you wouldn't get there, then you don't have this cooler. So the Gemara Amaisa, Rabba v'Rav Yosef have ka'azli b'yurcha. Rabba and Rav Yosef was both walking down the road. Omale Rabba l'Rav Yosef. So Rabba asked Rav Yosef, Teish v'sosenu tu se diklo diso v'lachva. I want, let our Erev be chal down the road, Apayim Mama down the road, underneath this special deckel tree, this special palm tree, to Sovil Achva. So Rashi says it means Ilon Achar Hoya Nismecholo, that another tree is like leaning on this tree. That was the simon to know which tree we're talking about. The Yamrlo, and some said, Tu se diklo de porik mori mikargo, under one special palm tree there that gives off so many dates, that with the dates you could sell them and you could pay your taxes with the money. So it's a special tree. So the kids, he knew exactly where he wanted the shvisa to be chal. And again, they were walking home now Friday afternoon, and they saw that at the beginning of Shabbos came out right before Ben Hashemoshes, they're still 4,000 amos away from the house. So the only way they'll be able to walk home on Shabbos is if they use the eights of the Mishnah. that they stay. They don't want the shvitz to be chal where they're standing right now, but they want the shvitz to be chal down the road, way down there, 2,000 amas up, underneath a special place. So Amalei and Rabbi Yosef answered back, I do not know these trees. I'm like a stranger in this place. I don't know exactly which shemokim, where it ends up playing mama, and under which place to put to say my heir should be there. Omalei, so Rabbi answered back, I'll do it for you. Titania, like we learned before, Rabbi Yosi Yomer, like we'll soon see, even though it wasn't really Rabbi Yosi, we didn't have Rabbi Yosi said it. The Kopanim we had before, and he's adding now to say that who said it, Rabbi Yosi is the one that said it. Rabbi Yosi Yomer, if two people were walking Friday on the road, like they both realize that they'll never get home 4,000 amas away from where they are now before Shabbos. So they want to make the Erev down the road up Hayimama. Now one person knows a Mokka Mesuyim there. He knows the exact tree and he knows exactly which Daldamas he wants it to be. And one does not know the Echad Sheinu Makir. One's a stranger here. He doesn't know what's doing down the road. He doesn't know where to make his Erev. Is there Sheinu Makir? The one that does not know the street can give over his Erev, the Koyach to make the Erev to his friend. And Zesher Makir Oimer, the one that does know the streets down there can say, I want both of our Erevs to be chal, both of our Dinim Shvisa should be chal underneath that tree. So that's the mind here also. So Rabbi told the Yosef to be Seimachal Midin. So the more of a loy. That wasn't really Rabbi Yosi the one that said it. Loy Tonolok Rabbi Yosi. It wasn't Rabbi Yosi said his name before. Eleki Heche de la Kabul lo Minei. The reason why Rabbi said over that the one that said it before was Rabbi Yosi is that he wanted to make sure Rabbi Yosef will be mekablet from him. Mishum de Rabbi Yosi nemuki imay. Because Rabbi Yosi always had riots to whatever he said. So usually whenever Rabbi Yosi says something, you always paskel like Rabbi Yosi. So here Rabbi wanted to tell this chiddush to Rabbi Yosef. That even though Rabbi Yosef, you're telling me since you do not know what's doing down the street, you can't make this type of an Erev. So Rabbi said, no, you could make such an Erev. And you know who said the halacha like this? Rabbi Yosi said the halacha like this. So Rabbi didn't really mean that Rabbi Yosi said it. He just wanted to say it over in a big name to the kedai that Rabbi Yosi should be mekablet from him. And the Maase of the Morgan Avraham brings down this gemara that it's halacha like this. Now let's say you're 100% sure of a certain halacha and you want to tell it over to somebody else. And you know he's not going to mekablet from you because he thinks you don't know anything. You're allowed to say, you should know, like Rabbi Moshe said this halacha. Rabbi Yaakov Shlita said this halacha. But Avad, it's only in the case that you're 100% zichy, you're saying, and most of the time people stam say, they think they're right, and they say it like this, that's no good. In the case where you know 100% this is the halacha, and your friend does not want to accept it from you, you're allowed to say that some Adam Gadol said over the halacha this way.
Yeah, exactly more about it.
If somebody does not know any mokum is fleeing down the road, or else he's not a bucky, so then he stam says he was traveling on the road Friday and he's getting stuck on the road. He's allowed to say shvisasi b'mkoymi, where I am right now. I want my tchum to be chal here, and he's allowed to walk al payim amo all around him. And we'll soon see that was a machlekes in the Mishnah. Is he allowed to go like around him? Does it mean a circle, or do we make it like a square that he gains the alachs and he gains the diagonal of the square also? That we'll soon see. Was that Gemara hani al payim amo heichin ksivan? Like, where does it say anywhere in the Torah this Indian of walking 2,000 amas? Even though the Indian of 2,000 amas is zicha only mid rabbonim, so according to the Gemara is asking, where's the yasmachta? Like, even according to Rabbi Kiba Shita, that learns that chum is mid raisom, that's only if you walk yud beis mil. But stam walking al payim amas out of the city, out of your house, that's zicha only mid rabbonim. So according to the Gemara is asking here, where's the yasmachta that the rabbonim made up such a shear that you're only allowed to walk al payim mama out of your house or out of your tchum, out of your shvisa? So the more the Tanya, the pasuk says shivu ish tachtov al yetsu ish mimkoymi. So shivu ish tachtov means you should live underneath, you should sit underneath you. That means elo arba amas. Means everybody has his four amas, no matter what. You have your four amas of shvisa where you're allowed to walk around. Then the pasuk says al yetsu ish mimkoymi. Don't go further than your mokum. What does this mean? This is Elo Alpayim Mama. This is the Alpayim Mama, like in a smachto, you're not allowed to walk out of your tchum on Shabbos. You can't walk more than Alpayim Mama out of your place.
said Gemara, good minolan, but how do we know the yisoid? Where do we know a shear of 2,000 amis? Omer Rav Chisda. So Chisda says lo madnu by gzeirah shavis mokam mimokam. It says here shivu ish al yetsi ish mimkaymoi. It says the word mokam. So maybe gzeirah shavah. This word mokam to mimokam. Another place it says mokam. Or mokam minisa. The next place where it says mokam by nisa traveling, it says nisa there also. The mela v'nisa minisa. It's as if now in the first place here by tchum, it also says the word nisa. V'nisa migvul. Now we're learning out in the place where it says nisa to another place where it says the word gvul. Or gvul migvul. And then you learn out gvul from gvul. And then or gvul michutz. You learn out the word gvul from the word chutz. V'chutz michutz. We learn out the word chutz michutz. Let's see Rashi. What are the gzeir shavis? So Rashi, mokam mi mokam a mokam minisa. Posuk shenema by mokam, a place that posuk that says the word mokam, v'loy nema by nisa. It doesn't say the word nisa like by Yosef. It just says al yetsi ishmim koymoi. Is dona noisa mi posuk acha shenema by mokam minisa u nisa. Another posuk says the word mokam and nisa. Kagoyin al yetsi ishmim koymoi. That's our posuk. Donen mi v'samti l'cho mokam asher yonah shama. Another pasuk that says two words. It says mokam and yonus. Is ma lahalun ksiv nisa. Just like over there it says the word nisa. Asher yonus. Is af mikra d'al yetzi yishmim koymoin mar biben nisa. It's as if it says the word nisa by our pasuk of al yetzi yishmim koymoin. Devi k'man d'ksiv ben nisa. Now, v'hoda donen nisa m'nisa. Now we can make a gzeir shava from the word nisa to another word of nisa. V'nisa migvul. Kolaymar. Donen nisa zu shloim nema boi gvul. Heis by this aron miklat, it doesn't say the word gvul, it only says the word nisa. Minisa shnema by gvul, from another parsha which says the word nisa and it says the word gvul. Tichsev migvul ir miklat asha yonus, omar bina name bidach nisa. So he put by the other word nisa, the al yetze yishmim koimoi, kiluksev by gvul. So now we're coming back to our first gzeir shava, the yaw posik of al yetze yishmim koimoi. It's as if it says there the word nisa, and also as if it says the word gvul there also. Now, v'hoda donin gvul migvul. We make another gzeir shava of gvul to another place where it says the word gvul. O gvul michutz. That means donin gvul zeh shlonema by chutz. Migvul shlonema by chutz from another pasuk that does say the word chutz. Shlonema, the next pasuk says, O motza oisai girl adam michutz ligvul. It says, you find them chutz migvul. O ma'abinin chutz migzeir shava lahai gvul de ayet ishbim koimli. So now again, we're putting back to the first pasuk of Ayet Yishmim Koymoi from the first Gzeir Shav of Mokim Mokim. We're putting back to as if it says there the word Nisa, as if it says the word Gvul, and now as if it says the word Chutz. For Hoda Donan Hai Chutz Michutz. Now this is the last Gzeir Shav. We learn out the word Chutz Michutz. The Mivimidoisa Michutz Liyad Dechsiv Be'apai Mama. By the outside of the Orel Levim, the pasuk in Bamidbar says that they gave the Levim cities, and outside the cities it says they gave them Alpayimama. So that's how we're learning out from the word chutz michutz to say that there is such an Indian of Alpayimama. That the Gemara ends off. It says michutz vechutz michutz. The pasuk says umadoisa michutz lir es pas kedmo Alpayimama. That we count outside the cities of the Orel Levim that we give them an Alpayimama 2,000 amas. Now really, the first 1,000 amis outside the city was called the Migrash. That was the Mokum to let their animals graze there. And the second 1,000 amis was the Mokum to be stunned, to be like gardens, to make it look nice. So that's this postik where you get a shear of 2,000 amis. For the Gemara name, Vinelef, let's learn now from the postik before in Bamidbar, that it says, Mikir ha'ir, v'chutza elef amma. There it also says the word of v'chutza. For it says here that right outside the cities of the Orel Levim, we gave them just 1,000 amis of the Migrash. So the first pasuk is talking about 1,000 amis, and the second pasuk talks about 2,000 amis. Now both pasukim says the word chutz. The first pasuk says the chutzah, and the next pasuk says the word chutz. So how do you not learn out the Gzeirah Shavah to 2,000 amis? Maybe it's only to 1,000 amis. And the Gemara poshit. Donin chutz michutz, v'ein donin chutz michutzah. In the pasuk of 2,000 amas, it says the word chutz. It says umadoisa michutz leir es pas kedma apayim bama. So the way it says the word chutz, it says apayim bama. And don't make the gzeirah shavah of chutz to the word chutzah. That by chutzah there it says only 1,000 amas. So that's why we don't make Gezeirah Shabbat to the 2,000 Amos. For the Gemara, my nafka mino, but what's the difference between the word chutz and chutzah? Since they both mean the same word, they mean the same meaning. Hotoni the very Rabbi Yishmael, the pasuk says v'shev hakoyin ubu hakoyin. These are psukim by negoyim. If you have a neger in your house and the kohen comes to see it, when you have to knock out the neger or not? So the pasuk says v'shev hakoyin, the kohen comes back, ubu hakoyin, and the kohen comes back. So it means the same meaning here. So make a gzeirah shava, zuhi shiva, zuhi bia. So you see, you can make a gzeirah shava even though the words are read differently. But since they have the same meaning, you're allowed to make the same gzeirah shava. Here also, since the word chutz and chutzah both mean the same thing, make a taste which pasuk to make gzeirah shava from, and the Gemara poshet. Hani, mili hecha deleke, midi de domile. When do we say you can make a gzeirah shava from the word shave and bo, since they have the same meaning, when you have no other words to make gzeirah shava? Aval hecha deika, but when you have here a short